September 3, more privileged than angels. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Psalm 133:4. To those who have made strange paths for their feet, the Lord offers words of encouragement. He will accept their prayers if they will repent and be converted. Through the infinite sacrifice of Christ and through faith in His name, they may receive the promises of God. The sons of Adam may become sons of God. Oh, how full of thankfulness we should be that by the act of Christ and assuming humanity, fallen men are granted a second trial. Christ places them on vantage ground. Through connection with Him, they may be laborers together with God. Through the grace daily given by Christ, they may be elevated and ennobled to become the sons and daughters of God. Such love is without parallel. Jesus asks for perfect obedience. There must be thorough practical work. Daily we are to increase in the knowledge of the divine will. Christ will impart His Spirit to all who will unitedly labor in humility. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What a price was paid to redeem the fallen race. Should not every soul enter into the service of God, seeking to improve on the talents that have been entrusted to him, that they may be returned to God with usury? Come unto me, says Jesus, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And in learning and in practicing these lessons, ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11:28-29. If we would live a Christian life, we must constantly cooperate with God, losing self and dependence upon Jesus Christ. Every day we should work as for eternity. Man was made a little lower than the angels, yet when he shall be purified and translated to the heavenly courts, he will be even more privileged than the angels. All that your brothers and sisters need, all that any of us need, is to live a humble Christian life, revealing in character the strength received from Jesus Christ through union with Him. Letter 196, September 3, 1903, to a businessman.